right, good morning again. Book of Hosea, first chapter. I kind of went back and forth all week with myself over what I bring this morning. Age-old problem is, who is Israel? It keeps on going. Israel now is the center of attention of all the nations. Looking at her again, little old Israel. And it has come to the point that they're even merchandising it, merchandising the Lord's work. If you go to merchandising the Lord, I think you better look out. Things are not going to work out too good for you. But I kind of laid it down first of the week and said, well, no, I won't go there. And then yesterday, I got something in the mail, and I've got several of them, but it's a request for help. Said Israel's under attack. Surely they are. Will you stand with God's chosen people? And what they wanted, at least $30. So what we're going to do, I'm quite sure what's happening to them is what the Lord has brought on them. So are we going to try to pay them out, get them out from under what the Lord has brought on them? Are we going to turn the hand of the Lord by sending them a little money? Our nation's already doing that, by the way. I got a little thing here. They're going to put this in the Star of David. When I send the money back, it's a little flower like here. They're going to, and they'll send me a fountain pen, too. If I send them a little more, I can get a picture, some sort of picture. But anyway, it just, once again, it struck me as just not right. Israel is in the shape she's in because they disobeyed what the Lord told them to do. Now, they're no different than any other people. Everybody's in the same boat. Outside of the mercy of God, they are disobedient people. But especially the Israelite people, the ones that the Lord has chosen, the place where he's going to place his name, the people of God, and then they turn and go the other way. So the Lord disowned O national Israel. There's no doubt about it. Could it be that what's going on there today is a continuation of what he started in the very beginning when he brought the whole Roman Empire down upon Israel? Brother Donnie and I was talking a while ago about, I mentioned Anwar Sadat. They killed him over the same thing. But, it all is relevant to what the Lord promised Israel. The Lord's going to raise up people. They always want to go back to that one place and say, well, and all Israel will be saved. That's good. That's really good. Do you understand that not one that the Father gave the Son will be lost.
Right.
And Israel is the church of the living God in our day.
Yes.
That's it. So if you put too much stock in the old national Israel, you're looking at the wrong thing. The Lord is taking care of his church, and I say he's hidden it. They don't let anybody know hardly anymore what the church looks like. It really is not that evident what the church really looks like. So they don't know. It's hid. It's hid in open sight. Israel is the same thing. It also is hid in open sight. They keep swatting at it and working at it and doing all this stuff. But they'll be there until the Lord deems it necessary to take them out. And I don't see everywhere he just totally said, I'm going to just, you know, tear Israel thumb up. And there'll be no more. There's always a possibility in the scripture would lead us to believe that they might even be grafted back in.
Right.
But not that he'll save all of Israel from that time on. But rest assured, all of Israel will be saved. Not one will be lost. Israel. In the book of Hosea, it said the word of the Lord came unto Hosea the son of Beeri. In the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land has committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. Now this, I would call it a parable. He didn't really do that. But he set forth before the people of Israel this picture. They were a people of whoredom. Take thee a wife of whoredom, children of whoredom, for the land has committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Dilethim, which conceived and bare him a son, and the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel. For yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Judah, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. It won't be no more. You'd find an account of that in 2 Kings, the 10th chapter, if you want to read that old chapter. But anyway, Jehu had caused a lot of trouble for Jezreel. And the Lord's going to avenge that. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, call her name Lo-Ruhamah. For I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, or by sword, or by battle, by the horses, nor by horsemen. It's not going to be where it's going to be. is going to take it away by the power of his own arm. Now, when he had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. And the Lord said and called his name Lo-Ammi, for ye are not my people. Ye are not my people. And I will not be your God. Now this is old Israel. It's the same old one that's there now. It's the same one that said, we are Abraham's seed, and we're not in bondage to any man. Said, yet the number of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea. Well, it must be going to do something else, because he's done away with the old Israel. But they're still going to be as the sand of the sea, so it must be a new one. A new generation, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people. They were. They're not God's people. That national Israel there is no more God's people than any other Gentile. They're brought to the same point. Both of them need to call upon the Lord. The one that called upon the Lord, that's the Lord's people. But the ones that continue to deny the sovereign grace of God and say we are the children of Abraham and we are entitled to this standing, they're not the people of God. All we got to do is just look at them. They continue on the same path. They ain't changed anything. They're just celebrating the Passover. Gonna have a Star of David hanging up. All these things, the things that they're trying to worship. And not God. They're not putting him in the forefront. You're not my people. There it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. And then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together. That's when they turn to the Lord. They be gathered together and appoint themselves one head. Well, they hadn't done that, have they, that bunch had. But there is one called out that's appointed one head. Lord Jesus Christ, that's who we look to. That's our head. And they come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Gonna come up out of a fertile land. That's what Jezreel is. It's the sowing of the Lord in a fertile ground. And gonna raise up a people that will worship him in truth and in spirit and have him as their head and always look unto him. But that old Israel, that national Israel, is not going to turn unless the Lord would have mercy on them. Do you understand there's going to be some saved out of every tongue and nation in this world? Some of them going to be Israelites. Some of them going to be Gentile. But they both are going to make up one people,
right. The
Israel of God, the church, the body of Christ. That's what Israel was supposed to be to start with, the body of Christ, his people. But I'm going to call me a people out of every tongue and tribe, and they're going to be as many as the sand of the sea. And I'm going to be their head. Over in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, in verse 15, we could read a lot more here, but verse 15 said, but Jeshurun waxed fat. You know, every time Israel got a little prosperous, that's what happened. He waxed fat and kicked. I don't know how many of you ever had any dealings with an old yearling calf. Once he gets fat, he'll run over you and kick you in a second. That's the way Israel was. This is a picture of how Israel was. I'm talking about national Israel. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. And they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came up newly up from your fathers, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger, and shall burn unto the lowest parts of hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. And I will heap mischiefs upon them, and I will spend mine arrows upon them. And they shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. And I must also send the teeth of the beast upon them, and the poison serpents of the dust. And could it be that this is continuing to happen? Could that be? They're still having trouble, aren't they? That little nation, since 1947, they've kind of been at peace. But in our day, things have turned upside down again, and they're in trouble. They're in a heap of trouble. Seems like the whole world is turning against them. We need to be careful that we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, the people of God. Be careful. But Israel, national Israel, has been in the predicament and still is because God placed them in that place. How fortunate we are to be of the Gentile. You understand that? We be the Gentiles, yeah. And God has blessed them because of the actions of Old National Israel. He has blessed them. One of the things I've been seeing is comfort, Isaiah 40 chapters, comfort ye and comfort be my people. And then they're putting this on the ad, trying to get some more money. You understand the head CEOs of those people, that's the ones getting the money. Not Israel, first place. But it said, comfort ye my people. And I got thinking, what are you going to tell them? You're as grass? That's not what these people running these ads, that's not what they're looking for. That's not the kind of comfort they're looking for. They don't want to teach them to number their days. They don't want to teach them to call upon the Lord. They want to get their pockets good and fat with the money from people that call themselves Christian. Merchandising the people of God. It's awful. The money changers are back in the temple. Yeah. They'll sell you a dove. They'll sell you a dove that you can offer a sacrifice with. Lord whipped them out of the temple one time. He's going to whip them out again. But they're back. They're back. They're always trying to merchandise the Lord and his people. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 65, verse 1, he said, I'm sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. Another one. This is another one now. I have spread out my hands all day unto a rebellious people, which walk in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. A people that provoke me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificed in the gardens and burned incense upon the altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the mountain, in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things in their vessels, which say, stand by thyself, come not near me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, and a fire that burneth all day long. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but I will recompense, even recompense into their bosoms, your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, which hath burned incense upon the mountain and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former work into their bosoms. Gonna reap what they sow. Just go ahead. Lord, meet it out, which he has done and is doing. And he is found of them that sought him not. Isn't that good? He come to us before we sought him. He was always coming. The invitation is always there. Isn't it? Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come. Always he's saying, come, come. In the ninth chapter of the book of Romans, book of Romans is a powerful, powerful book. He says so much we can hardly grasp the whole thing, even though you read it over and over and over, it keeps preaching over and over. In the 25th verse of the ninth chapter, said, as he saith also in Hosea or Hosea, that's where we were in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. It shall come to pass in that place, in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. There's that inheritance again. The Lord's going to take them in. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord had left a sable, had left a seed, we have been as Sodom and been like unto Gomorrah. And what shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even a righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not obtained to the law of righteousness. No, they went the other way. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but it was as it was by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone. And as it is written, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense. You understand, they were offending. That nation of Israel was offending. Rock of offense. And whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. That's that new Israel. Not be ashamed. Not ashamed of the cross of Christ. Not ashamed of the Lord. He's our God. He's who we waited for. We still look for him yet to come in our midst and teach us all things, that we might know all things, that we might know the power of his resurrection, that we might also share in his suffering. This is our God. 1 Peter First Peter 2, second chapter, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In which times past ye were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, no mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. He said, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man. We are peaceful people. God's people have always been peaceful, merciful people. We want to see all of Israel saved. Apostle Paul worried over leaving the Israelite people, leaving the Jews and going teaching to the Gentiles. He wanted them to be saved. But you know, it wasn't in the mind of God. It was in the mind of God that he would go and preach to the Gentiles, a new people, another people, a new Israel, a new beginning, another one born out of nowhere. In Romans, the 15th chapter, verse 5, I believe. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may be with one mind and one mouth, glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister to the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promise made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. Made them one. One nation. One nation. We say that in our country. One nation under God. We at least got that little bit. We're still preserving. Trying to preserve him. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall raise the ensign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in the hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. This is where it's all at. That's what makes the Gentiles his people. That's what makes you and I a part of it. adopted children of God, members of a church. You don't have to have your name on the church roll now, you understand? The roll is in heaven. It's in the books that'll be open. I knew a fellow that he wanted to come before the church, and he wasn't going to get in church for a while when he moved, but he would like to have a letter from the church that he was a member of that church. How foolish. What foolishness. You don't have to have a church role. If you be a member of church, it's written in heaven, in the book of life. It's all in the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. This is my people, Israel. They're the church of the living God. I guess back to the 60th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Verse 1, they said, arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, a darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness of people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they that gather themselves together, they come to thee. The son shall come from far, and the daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, be one. Thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Then he goes on, talks about how good it'll all be. It'll all be put together. One people, the Israel of God. The people that will worship him. The people that he has placed to set his name in. Christians. Back in Hosea, second chapter. Verse 22, second chapter, Hosea, and the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel, and I will sow her unto me in the earth. And I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art our God. What a wonderful thing to be a Gentile, the people of God. That's where it come from, out of every tribe and nation and tongue, and certainly all Israel shall be saved. You hang on to that, it's a good thought. You know, he's not going to miss a one. You understand, the Father gave the Son a people, and he laid down his life for that people. Did he call them his own? And then in the end, he's going to give that people back up to the Father that he has secured and saved throughout the ages. And they'll be his people, and he'll be their God.